Welcome, everybody, to the Voice of Poncho Radio Show. It's been a little while since you heard us. Poncho just feels like he's got some stuff he wants to talk about. He wanted to get on the airwaves. Poncho, welcome. How are you doing?
Tools. 4 months and no tail. Our listeners aren't used to it. I know you are, my brother, but I just want to tell you, an intervention of sort has come upon the Ponch. After some extensive counseling tools and a stay in rehab, things have changed for me. I've mellowed out. I've controlled my anger, and I'm ready to tackle some topics here, Tools. The rehab thing wasn't my thing, but I'm ready, and this sports talk is my thing, and also my thing is thickness and longness. You're the leader. Take us through it.
So basically what happened is, what was it, last week or 2 weeks ago, the Shady McCoy softball celebrity game happened here in Lancaster in the 717.
Right.
And Poncho and The Voice were not there this year. And basically, it was the worst coverage ever.
Yeah.
I mean, there were some people backtracking, trying to cover it about the fight. I mean, who cares? It's two idiots getting a fight. But we just kind of felt like, you know, let's get on the mic and talk a little, you know, because people need to hear us.
It's enough of the high cheese, David Murphy, enough of Marcus Hayes Tools, enough of these clowns. We're real people here, and we're on the mic. One thing about that game, though, Tools, we smartened up this year. We didn't invest in tickets because what we expected to happen happened. All these big names that McCoy's saying is going to be there, you know, Ray Rice and whatever, Mike Webster and all these guys, they didn't even show up. It's a bunch of Eagles, and they had a TV broadcaster filling in for the one spot. It was a joke of a game.
Yeah, it's just almost an embarrassment.
Yeah, it was an embarrassment, and so are your fills. But, you know, I got your tweets, your texts, and your pokes all excited about this offense coming alive, Tools.
Okay, all right, let's break down the Phillies. Nobody's heard your take on them this season. What's your take?
Well, first of all, thank God we're out of Pittsburgh. If I have to see one more tap-out T-shirt, I'm going to barf all over this trash fan base. And let me tell you something, Tools. A lot of people in that PNC Park, I didn't see a single Bucket pin amongst that crowd. You know what Bucket is, Tools?
No idea.
Of course you know. You're borderline illiterate as it is. But let me tell you something. These Pittsburgh fans, they don't read anything. Their idea of light reading is the dessert menu at Cactus Willie's. But I'm glad to be out of Pittsburgh. Unfortunately, now we get to trash Braves fans, Tools. The Braves fans coming in, and they don't bring much more than Pittsburgh as far as IQ goes.
Okay, so I asked you to give me your take on the Phillies.
Yeah.
I kind of mean, like, your overall take, not on, like, this series. Would you blow it up?
Tools, let me just settle you right now. The season depends on what? These next 8-10 games, right?
Yes.
Tools, are you with me? Okay. They're not going to win more than 3 of those games. Season's over. All-star break is when this season ends for Philly, brother. I don't care what you do. Sell, give away, whatever. Border, just blow it up. They're done.
Do you have any untouchables on the Phillies?
Well, I have an untouchable. We won't get into that. The only untouchable I got is Dom Brown, brother. I don't want to lose this guy, obviously. If he's going to bop 30 and drive in 100 a year, we want to keep that around.
So, Cole Hamels, you trade him.
I know you have a liking to Humberto Quintero, brother, but we're not talking about sexual attractiveness here. We're talking about ball-playing abilities, and this guy stinks. His whole team stinks.
So you're ready. Okay. I mean, I'm ready to wait it out a little bit, but I guess, I mean, you did predict that the golden era of Philadelphia baseball was over.
But I will say this about Chase Utley, Tools. If Chase Utley goes, that's going to be a lot like losing Brian Dawkins. You know, a few years ago when he was shipped out of town. This city loves this player. And I'm not saying keep Utley around for 4 years, give him a deal, but it's going to be heartbreaking, sort of the way when Dawkins left, the heartbreak that set in there.
So you would not trade Chase Utley? I just asked you if there's any untouchables, and you said Dom Brown. Are you saying Chase Utley now too?
I'm saying Utley, if you get a nice deal for him, move him. But I'm just saying it's going to hurt. It's going to hurt bad, Tools. Don't you agree? Don't you like Utley?
I agree, but sometimes you can't let your emotions get in the way of things. I know
that's exactly why you went to Five Guys and ordered the provolone burger the other night. You're nobody.
Okay.
Another thing.
Stop. I thought you said you went into rehab about screaming and anger issues.
Well, Tools, you start talking, you come out my neck like this. And another thing about you, it's a good thing your mom got that copy of Microwave Cooking for One for you for Christmas, because you're always alone. But yeah, I have learned how to relax and calm down and control my anger, brother. So maybe not the Phillies. Let's move on to something else. Maybe I can talk with a little calmness.
Oh, you already want to move away from the Phillies.
Well,
so Tools, you're blowing up everything. You flip-flopped on who was an untouchable. So Dom Brown, that's it. I would not trade Cole Hamels. I don't think you should trade Cole. I would trade Papelbon in a heartbeat. I'd trade Ruiz in a heartbeat. Actually, the first person I'd look to trade is Carlos Ruiz. Because if you look in the farm system, the most depth they have is at catcher. Right. I don't know if anybody wants the guy. I mean, since he's off drugs, he's not that good.
A bag of nachos for this guy, Tools? He's terrible. Obviously, he's off Adderall. He can't hit.
I don't know if he's terrible, but I don't think you're going to get much for him.
Well, another thing.
Do you move Cliff Lee? He's the piece that'll get you something.
Depends what you get, Tools. And you know what? I'm not big on 2 AA prospects because who the hell knows what these prospects are going to do, really?
So what are you looking for?
Tools, I'm looking for an established big league outfielder. Well, you know, me, kind of guy like me, I play all the field. But I want an established outfielder, and I want a blue chip 4-star prospect for
it. But you traded for Ben Revere earlier on this year.
Tools, you mentioned Ben Revere one more time. I'll walk out off the wagon immediately. You know what, on that note? Bam! He's back! He's back in the saddle, baby! He's back in the saddle, and he's drinking.
You can drink, but you can't scream. We've already gone over this numerous times. So Ben Revere, you're a little disappointed in his season so far?
This is the lightest hitting human I've ever seen. And I'm not including you in the bedroom. I'm talking about pro athletes. But here's another big reason I can't handle the Phillies, Tools. More and more, this guy's grating on me. T-Mac, I can't handle this guy. First of all, he can't read a damn thing off the bat. It could be a 475-foot long ball, and he's clueless as to whether it's a pop-up and out or what. He stinks. I can't stand him.
Did you see one of our fellow listeners, one of our good friends of the show, at MonkeyMan129, had some nice pictures with T-Mac?
Yeah, he did. And I don't know.
No, actually, I'm wrong. It wasn't T-Mac. It was the other guy. He's the guy that's always in the outfield.
Oh, boy. Greg Murphy?
Yeah, it was Greg
Murphy. And T-Mac can go down to whatever, Dykstra, I guess. Yeah, there's Ashburn Alley, and then there's Dykstra's dugout for those two. You know what I mean right there, brother.
How did you, like, free up yourself this evening to put a little track down and record? Is the woman away or something?
Yeah, and let me tell you what.
Oh, the woman's away, so you're dying to get on the mic.
Let me tell you what spawned it, brother. Enough is enough. And when enough is enough with Poncho, things start happening. Okay, two examples. Example A, Monday night, right? Okay. I come home from work. I'm tired, right? My bones ache. So I go over to the trash can. And this is one thing that she loves to do. When the trash can is full to the brim, Tools, absolutely overflowing, this broad just keeps throwing stuff in there. And I got blue cheese all over my wall because this hag is too lazy to just empty the trash. Also, she's big on throwing big boxes into small trash cans. You know what I mean? The small bag.
I agree. That's a good point.
Yeah, a whole box of Tampax in there. Honey, what else am I going to put in here?
Hey, imagine this. Let's say you have a woman that drinks boxed wine, right?
So
they take the box that doesn't even fit in the trash can and throw it in there.
Hey, here's a concept. Break the thing down.
And then have the balls to go, you got to empty the trash can.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, right. And then she says, I gave her some heck about it, Tools. I was like, you know, hon, you can't do this.
I bet this is exactly how it went. Hey, hon, could you please not throw boxes in the trash can? I'll throw whatever I want in the trash can. Okay, I'm sorry.
Didn't I tell you that's the old Poncho, brother? Didn't I tell you there's been a transformation, a metamorphosization? And here's what happened. I said, hon, you can't do this. And then she said, well, babe, you know, I've been working too. I did the dishes. You know what doing the dishes is to a broad? throwing them in the dishwasher and turning the dishwasher on. The Lord above knows the hard part is getting them out, drying them off, and putting them back in the cabinets.
Doesn't your dishwasher dry the dishes?
Tools, have you ever been around a dishwasher?
Yes.
Does it put the dishes back for you?
No. But I mean, my...
No, your woman does it. Your woman does it. You don't do it.
No, I do dishes. We both do.
Uh-huh.
But
right.
I think you made an excellent point about filling the trash can. And large boxes in the trash can is definitely... my wife is a repeat offender.
Break them down, girls, or I'll break you down.
All right. Now, so the Phillies you've given up on, I give them a couple more games. I mean, a couple more games. But the first person, Chooch, Cliff Lee, I don't think Papelbon has as much value as he used to. But he's got to go.
Right, right.
You just got
to say.
I'd like to segue into this. You got to do what the Sixers did. The Sixers said, listen, here is our best young player. The only valuable piece we have on this team. So we get rid of him. We trade him because that's what you got to do when you blow everything up.
Yeah, Tools. And anybody that's doubting this Sixers move, let me put you on the spot right now. The day before the draft, on a scale of 1 to 10, how excited were you about this Sixers team? 1? Maybe 1.5?
1 would probably be pushing it.
Exactly. And today, as it stands, where are you now? I got a little excitement in my bones, Tools. I got warmness in my Wranglers. Actually, I got some Havana shorts on right now. And
I feel like they made steps forward.
Yeah.
Like they're not going sideways. I feel like they're going forward.
Yeah. And that's all I ask for, Tools. All I ask for is a management group and an ownership group that cares and that gets it. And I think Holiday, nice player. Okay, nice player. Above average point guard. But they weren't going to win a thing with this guy. Now, you bring in Noel. You bring in 2 potential top 10 draft picks from next year. And we're looking at 2016, 2015 being some good seasons.
How many Sixers games do you think you'll watch next year?
I tell you what. When it comes around Christmas and Noel gets back, I'm going to take a look at the guy. But October, November, that's going to be a brutal stretch, brother. They're going to be playing, you know, 350 ball. I'm telling you that right now.
Are you ready for Spencer Halls to anchor this team?
Obviously, that anchor. Okay, I got an anchor in my shorts, Tools, but Halls, fined for playing in a University of Washington alumni game. You hear about this?
Yeah, you got fined with $25,000.
Right, Tools. The kind of money that you won't see in a lifetime with your achievement abilities, but a fine for $25,000. Meanwhile, we're paying this guy $8 million and he won't show up and play, and they fine him for $25,000 for playing in this alumni game, but I got a solution to the Halls problem. I got a solution to the Spencer Flaws problem.
What is it?
It involves Flaws, Poncho, and a steel cage match, baby! Hell in a Cell!
I thought you went to rehab. You're still threatening Spencer Halls with violence.
First thing the doctor told me, Tools, don't involve Halls in anything I do, and my management of anger will be fine. So don't bring it up. You don't got to worry about me.
All right, we won't. Okay, now to the Sixers. Another question for you.
We were already on the Sixers.
Would you trade Thaddeus Young for the right?
To be honest with you, I like Thad Young. I think he's sort of got some heart to him. But he's an above-average forward that really isn't strong enough to play the power forward.
Shouldn't your mission be to lose as many games as possible next season?
But Tools, you know, losers like you, that's your attitude. You know, in the game of life, you go out knowing day-to-day you're going to lose. But come on. Can you really expect this team to purposely lose? That stuff doesn't happen. I mean, Marcus Hayes, he can say that. I mean, it's
Boston
idiot.
Did it a couple years ago. Boston did it.
Well, that's Boston, and they're yellow. I don't care what happened at the marathon. They're yellow.
Oh, man.
Whatever. They're yellow, Tools.
Wow. Boston's strong, Brett.
Hey, you know what? I'm a Philly diehard. I'm not going to sit here and pat Boston fans on the shaft just because of a little misfortune. Okay? I still don't have to like their sports teams.
Oh, that's true. That's true. Okay.
Hey, brother, did you hear about Doink the Clown passing away?
I don't even know who that is.
Doink the Clown from the WWF, you didn't know he died.
Okay, now I know what you're talking about.
Yeah, he died. unbelievable. And it goes along with some other WWF greats that have died over the years, brother. Owen Hart, Ultimate Warrior, Macho Man, Savage. You into that WWF stuff?
What about our buddy Darren Dalton? He's struggling right now.
Yeah. I
hate to hear that.
Brain tumors. What would your, you ever think of being a wrestler, Tools? What would your name be? I'm just curious.
What would my name be?
Yeah.
Probably
yeah.
Like Tools the Tickler.
Hey, I couldn't have made up any better myself. I had a couple for you. The Cold Sore, the Meat Cigar, Roadhead, and the Toy Poodle. But boy,
I don't know if you can. Tools the Tickler.
Tools the Tickler.
And I would be a bad guy.
Yeah, you'd be a bad guy, all right. We know what you'd be doing. Backdooring everybody back in the locker rooms. But
what do you think of the Flyers moves? Do you have any?
Obviously, ecstatic, Tools. You know, and
I thought you liked Brizgalla.
No, Tools. Nothing about the guy do I like. I like having two goalies here that I think are decent. Just as good as Briz, no doubt about it, at the very least. And we're paying him a hell of a lot less. And the Vinny LeCavalier, I like that pickup, Tools. $4 million for a guy that, you know, is a few years off from being the elite player that he was. But he's still going to score about a point a game, and I like him as a second-line center.
2 years off? I don't think he's had 20 goals since 2007.
Tools, you haven't scored since 2004, and that was when you paid for it. But Tools. LeCavalier has scored 20. You mean 30, maybe?
In 2008, then? I don't know. I was hearing some stats.
Re-Google it, brother. Re-Google it. He's a good pickup. He's a good pickup. He's a nice veteran for the Locks.
He's an expensive pickup for what you're getting.
Tools, they're paying Andrew Mazaris $4 million. They're paying Luke Shen $4 million. Grossman paying $4 million. So come on.
So
really.
If you do one bad contract, you should do another?
Tools, you're missing my point here.
You were just justifying how much they paid this guy by the other bad contracts.
You're talking about value and what it costs for a pro athlete in the National Hockey League. You're going to have to pay $4 or $5 million, Tools.
I argue you didn't have to pay. You didn't have to sign him.
No, you didn't. You didn't. I agree with that. But at the same time, when you got a potential game-breaking second-line center that wants to come to
game-breaking second-line center?
I think he still has game-changing capabilities, Tools. I mean, I certainly do. He wins a lot of face-offs. Lord knows we need that here. And he's got some soft hands. He might not have the speed he used to have. But a lot of the tools are still there, Tools. I mean, a guy like you, all you know about hockey is knock hockey.
Quit attacking me and talk sports, all right? Come on.
You're right, Tools.
You've already said that you've tried to change your ways.
And I have.
You're itching to get on the mic. So
yeah.
Talk sports, okay? Talk what you know about.
Will you
be watching football again this year, or will you be playing pickup basketball?
Bulls read my mind. That's exactly where I was going, football. I'm a kind of guy, I get to the heart, the meat, the thickness of a story, and I got the Aaron Hernandez.
You have the news.
I got the Aaron Andrews scoop too, brother. I'll tell you what right now. And it doesn't involve a rubber, you know, right at it. But Aaron Hernandez. Everybody's wondering, is this guy in a gang? You know, Tools, is this guy a blood, a Crippy, or what?
Yeah, he's a blood. Allegedly.
I confirmed his affiliation with the Wet Bandits. He hangs out with Marv and Joe Pesci from Home Alone. He's officially involved, Tools. There you have it.
I have a question for you. Do you think the reason he shot that guy is because he knew about the other double murder that he was supposedly involved with?
Well, Tools, there's that one. And then there's also a shooting in Florida he was involved with.
Well, what year was that?
Allegedly. No, take allegedly off the table.
No, I'm not.
This guy is a murderer. Tools, this guy's a killer.
Okay.
Hey, you know what the saying is? Where there's smoke, there's fire.
Over under that Lil Wayne wears an Aaron Hernandez jersey in a video.
Yeah, no doubt he will. And I think a lot of
that'll happen. Write it down. That'll happen.
How far into the show are we, Tools? 25 minutes?
I don't know. Put it on the tape because He's a blood. They're both bloods. They're going to think he's like going to be an occult classic hero to some of these rappers.
First good point you made of the show, Tools. But on the rap topic, Kanye, Jay-Z both have new joints out. Which way are you going on it?
I have. Did you hear Jay-Z's yet? I didn't even hear Jay-Z's yet.
Yeah, popped out yesterday, Tools. I got one listen to it. You know, it's solid. But Kanye, I don't know if I'm feeling that, Tools. You know, I don't know. I just feel like less white when I listen to it. It's really aggressive music. What do you think of it?
Kanye's album is probably the only one I can really talk about. I think he makes some good points about how African Americans are way too materialistic, and it's about time that, you know, somebody starts calling him out about it.
Yeah.
Kanye kind of thinks a little too much of himself. Like, if you're a genius, let's say you're a genius. So Einstein was a genius. Nobody would argue that. I don't think Albert Einstein walked around going, "I'm a genius." He just was, you know?
Right.
So,
right.
Like, Kanye, I think he's a really talented musician. He makes great beats. But he walks around and says, "I'm a genius," and that just takes away from him a little
bit. Yeah, and I'll tell you what, the new album, everybody says, you know, revolutionary, whatever. It's all right. I personally prefer this last couple to this one. I'm not huge on it, but, you know, if I get in a room with Kanye like anybody else, I'll humble him. You know, it's one fist and that's all. That's the end of that CD.
But, you know, Mr. African-American Kanye, but then he ends up with a white woman. That's all I'm going to say.
Well, exactly. And you know what? There's thickness to her tools. And I really don't care for her anymore. Knowing there's, you know, I'm going to be a little edgy here, but knowing there's been some longness in it, I'm not too into it anymore. That's all worn out.
Yeah, she's a stained carpet.
That's a dump.
Okay. All right. Eagles, I'd like to ask you something. Give me the most thing that you're excited about in the Eagles and the most that you're worried or concerned about.
Well, there's not much worse than your phrasing in that question right there. But luckily, Tools, I'm a smart guy. I read where you're going. And I know you're big on predictions on Eagles. Obviously, I'm not going to say they're going to lose 12 games this year. The safe bet's to go 8-8. But I think they're better than that. I think offensively they're better than that. I think they're going
to
win.
Did you listen to my question?
No.
What are you most concerned about?
No, stop. No,
you're breaking up because you're screaming.
Okay, I'm sorry.
What are you most concerned about, and what are you most excited about for the Eagles this season?
Most concerned defense, obviously, still. I don't think there's a bit of edge, a bit of a hardness to that defense. And what was the other part of it, Tools?
What are you most excited about?
The offense. I mean, that's the cop-out answer, but I think the offense could be really...
And
really...
you wonder why the show was canceled and nobody listened to us. Nice answers.
I'm excited about the kicking game, the punt coverage.
I'm most excited about the up-tempo offense and seeing how Chip Kelly uses Bryce Brown and LeSean McCoy. Thing that I'm most concerned about is the secondary. I think they're going to score, but I think it's... defense is going to be absolutely terrible.
Okay, you just reamed me out, and then you come back and give the exact same.
No, I told you specifics. The running back, I'm worried about the secondary. I'm worried about, who's the idiot, Kerry Williams or whatever his name is?
Tools, I'm worried about the secondary and the linebacker.
We got a guy in the secondary who's like the person at work that always calls off, that's always is always injured when you know they're not injured. The worst type of worker, that's who we have in the secondary, that Kerry Williams. He couldn't make it to OTAs because his daughter had a recital. I know this is old news, but I'm concerned about that guy.
Yeah, I agree with you, Tools. I'm also concerned about the irresponsible reporting that comes out of these Philly writers. Did you read that story about Bryce Brown and his pit bull?
Yeah, well, it did got it. The authorities took the dog.
But Tools, buried way down at the bottom of the story, he got it back. Buried way down at the bottom of the story is a line saying Brown's not connected or accused of any sort of mistreatment. So it's just these writers trying to make a story, Tools. If the Vic prologue doesn't happen, you never hear about this story. It's a creation of news, and And a voice and poncho, we don't do that, Tools.
They create news sometimes, as in Philadelphia media, that it's just like, come on.
Yeah. And come
people
on.
People don't want to hear us complain about the idiots. They don't want to. I mean, our fans don't want to hear us hear that.
Right. And Tools, but our fans do want to hear this. I think we're coming to a close here. I don't have a time, but I think we're coming close.
We're about wrapping it up.
Okay. Here's your flavor of the year. Okay. Flavor in the flub. I got your flavor. The Hollywood genius producers that are bringing Dumb and Dumber sequel with the real deal Lloyd Christmas and Harry Dunn to the big screen. It's happening. It's official. Dumb and Dumber, the sequel is coming.
Okay.
I couldn't be more excited about it.
It kind of concerns me. A sequel should always concern you. Jim Carrey did not want to do this sequel because he thought Dumb and Dumber was so classic. But he's had such a string of horrible movies that he finally signed up for this.
Agreed.
I'm more excited about Anchorman 2. Just my opinion. Give me your flub.
Okay, that's fair. My opinion is this, Tools. Dumb and Dumber is one of my top five, not just comedies, overall movies.
Really?
And when I saw that sequel, Dumb and Dumber or whatever, I was outraged. I almost took to the streets, Tools. So I just think they needed to do it to get that taste out of our mouths from that awful sequel that Dumb and Dumber.
But isn't it already ruined now?
No, I think they can come back.
No, I don't.
You see the original on TV, do you watch it? Of course you do. That's an awesome movie.
But they already put out a sequel.
Right, but no one cares about it, Tools.
But it ruined it. Like, I don't think it can be a pure movie now. If they would have done Godfather 1 and then put out Godfather 1.5 didn't have any of the famous actors in, and then put out Godfather 2,
yeah,
it could not be Godfather anymore.
I'm not going to challenge you on pop culture, Tools. Lord knows you live for entertainment and movies. But Lloyd Christmas or Harry Dunn, you're rolling into the club. You need a wingman. You're in for a deep night of some stank. Who are you taking with you? Which one?
Lloyd.
Yeah,
Lloyd.
No doubt about it. I'll take Lloyd all day long and twice on Sunday, brother. That's a good show.
What's your flub?
Well, my flavor was Dumb and Dumber sequel.
What's your flub?
My flub is this. High Cheese Murphy for his column calling out all these Dom Brown haters that I didn't even know existed, but apparently High Cheese Murphy knows this underworld of Dom Brown haters and decided to write a column bashing Phillies fans for allegedly bashing Dom Brown. I don't know who did that this year when the guy's having an all-star season, but this High Cheese Murphy is a Phillies fanboy, Rollins apologist to begin with.
Thank you. Rollins apologist. If you ever want to do some research, you can just see that High Cheese is in love with Jimmy Rollins. Jimmy Rollins, good defender. Besides that, he thinks he's way too cool doing interviews with sunglasses on, saying, we could have gone 3-1. I mean, come on, Jimmy. The whole team's about to be blown up. Get a little more concerned about things.
And Tools, he's been hitting in the three hole for a lot of this season. How many RBIs he got? 25?
They shouldn't even have given him the contract.
Give me a break, Tools.
Well, we got back on the air for a little bit. I mean, I don't know if anybody's going to listen, but we just felt like the voices needed to get out there.
Thank you, Tools. Thank you for this time. I appreciate it. You know, and I'm happy. I'm back. I'm calm. I'm sober, kind of. And it's just wonderful to be back again.
Thanks for being on the air, and go fuck yourself, Poncho.